You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear me roll call my favorite 18 things I learned from my podcast in 2018. Basically, welcome to a healthy, planty version of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, where the only ball being dropped is a jar. Get it? Because of a ball jar. Oh, come on, people. That joke took me like 5 minutes. Maybe I shouldn't brag about that. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode is enthusiastically sponsored by a product I couldn't swear by more if I tried. 4 Sigmatic Mushrooms. I didn't say swear about more. I said swear by. I couldn't swear by the magic of mushrooms more if I tried. I originally tried a packet of 4 Sigmatic mushroom tea in a glass of hot water because, well, I was gifted a free single packet of 4 Sigmatic mushroom tea by a friend. I had no idea what it did or what was going to happen to me. And I was skeptical because this whole mushroom thing is trendy right now. And I'm always skeptical of trendy things. Read, I avoid trendy things to not be trendy. You know what I mean? But anyway, I drank the shrooms and I felt truly awesome. It's hard to explain. I just felt more awesome than before I drank it. Since then, I've ordered it and consumed about 2 packets of shrooms a day, and I can't get enough. I am telling you, these mushrooms are magic. Although they don't make me hallucinate in a bathtub like my ex-boyfriend's famous magic mushroom experience, which honestly, he seemed way too proud of in hindsight. But hear this, I wasn't hallucinating the magical effects of these shrooms. They are ultra scientifically proven to boost immunity and gut health. Yes, please, and thank you. And the 4 different shrooms that 4 Sigmatic uses most, hence the 4 in 4 Sigmatic, I just got that too. Well, like 3 minutes ago. But they all do different epic things for your bod. Reishi helps you relax. Cordyceps give you non-caffeinated energy for sports and stuff. Lion's mane, which does not come from a lion's mane, boosts your brain. That one's easy to remember. And chaga is good for immunity issues, like when you're traveling or feeling run down and or both. Okay, enough blabbering from me. I just finished a mushroom matcha latte. Oh, yeah, 4 Sigmatic has mushroom matcha powder. If I could just stop blabbering for a damn second, I could tell you that because you listen to this podcast, thank you for that, you can save 15% off any and all 4 Sigmatic shroom stuff you want to buy off their site, 4 Sigmatic, FourSigmatic.com, using code PARTYINMYPLANTS. To save that 15%, baby. Man, maybe I had way too much mushroom matcha. Okay, onward to the show. What up, end of 2018? We made it! Or, oh man, we're already here. Depends on how you looked at this year. To be honest, without all the New Year's memes my finger flies by on the Instagram or the sparkly dresses I waltz by in store windows, I probably wouldn't even know it's the new year. I'm just not much of a New Year person. New Year, same me, you know? I don't know if I'm batshit crazy or batshit normal, or maybe it's just because I'm not much of a numbers person. I mean, I can barely tell the difference in my mind between what happened in 2017 or 2018. I keep forgetting if Jesse and I have been together for 5 or 6 years. I wrote the wrong date from multiple caterers for our wedding, dating the year on the contract 2019 when I meant 2018, or switching the month 8 and 10. And well, you know, this is why I took the ACTs for college. Because they're more focused on writing than math. Anyway, but since I have technology to remind me of all the podcast episodes that hit your earbuds in 2018, thank you, Amundo, for listening, by the way. I just want to shimmy through the highlights of this year. So the following 18 things are things I heard on my show this year that made me go, whoa. These are facts that stopped me in my tracks, ideas that made me think a little differently, tips that helped me eat a little differently, or were just catchy, cool, clever ways my guest phrased something I already knew to be true. Here are the top 18 healthy thought McNuggets I ate up in 2018. With hot sauce on top. and sometimes this really yummy chocolate drizzle sauce that I'm putting in my book. Now I'm hungry. Well, I gotta give credit where credit's due, and that's to say that the amazingly cute term Thought McNuggets came from Allison Faulkner. Her podcast, Awesome with Allison, pours over with positive energy. If you think I've got lots of mojo, she makes me seem sleepy. And I love it, and I hope she's cool with me borrowing her term. Okay, healthy Thought McNugget number one. Healthy eating is about simplicity over superfoods. I loved how Mikkel Hill of Nutrition Stripped spilled this perfectly alliterated phrase, simplicity over superfoods. In that episode, episode 73, she made the phenomenal point when she said, why do all the matcha and gojis if you're not even getting 8 to 10 cups of greens a day? And I'll cross my arms at my chest here and reinforce that. Yeah. Why? I'll also say that at the end of the day, this whole healthy eating thing, at least as far as myself and the Party in My Plants podcast is concerned, which is, well, still just myself, is that all that matters is that you eat more plants than you do crap. And again, in Mikkel's words, simplicity over superfoods. Number two. Eat more of a non-expensive, non-branded, non-douchey kind of superfoods, okay? Fermented foods. Robin Youkilis in episode 76 shared a boatload of good news about starting to eat a light load of fermented foods. Foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, whole brine veggies, kombucha, apple cider vinegar, miso, kefir. These guys are meant to be part of our everyday diets. Robin enlightened me about how we're actually the only culture around the world who doesn't have naturally fermented foods in our daily diets, which is totally whack. You probs know that I drink a little apple cider vinegar every single morning. And my recipe for that morning drink that I won't even go to Africa without is linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/123. And I love to end my day with a little kombucha in a wine glass because I fancy. And I often use miso in recipes, and you'll find a bunch of those recipes in my upcoming book. But I've been consciously adding more kraut to my sides and salads since like everyone's cray about the kraut, and me and my insides and taste buds have now been loving it. Robin's advice was the best. She said that if you're wondering how much fermented food to consume, start where you are. If you're going with zero servings a day, try one serving a day. Easy fermented peasy. Healthy thought McNugget number three is that pooping is so important. And I guess so is normalizing talking about pooping. The most popular interviews on the Party My Plants podcast this season had potty talk in them. Lots of it. We can't forget Robin Youkilis's imagery of your body loves to have a nice poop, so we need to create a little river for that boat to float down when explaining why she drinks a butt ton. Haha, pun intended, amount of water first thing in the morning. Dr. B, in the most downloaded episode of the year, episode 88, said that your poop is a window to your gut health, and then echoed a familiar rave about eating fermented foods. And in episode 78, Kate Scarlotta dumped some great non-fermented food facts about how to poop like a pro, like how to use a squatty potty to get those knees above those hips, yo, and how to make sure you get your magnesium and fiber party on. Bottom line, you should be pooping at least once every single day. If not, it's time to take some measures to get your shit under control. Thought McNugget number four is Dr. B's advice was the shit when he said that the number one predictor of a healthy gut is the diversity of the plants that you eat. Diversity! Not just great for societal health, my friend, also great for our stomach health. Thought McNugget number five is just a bunch of Thought McNuggets all made into one big McNugget, and that's all about stress. Now, Phoebe Lapine said in episode 82 that stress is worse than any pesticide. Dr. B said in episode 88, we manifest our stress in our gut. In episode 73, Mikkel Hill said, you can have the most perfect diet, but if your stress is out of whack, the diet isn't going to matter. Patricia Marino in episode 120 talked about being stressed AF and how that overrode her healthy body, even though she was fit AF. I feel like every single guest in every different way talked about how stress puts our bodies in a state of distress and how we can eat all the plants until the cows come home. But if we live in a body whose home state is stress, we're, for lack of a better term, kind of effed. Look, I'm not trying to stress you out about being stressed. I just want to stress the importance of tending to your stress. Number six is that Sync Zero, and this is also kind of about stress, that Sync Zero makes a 100% difference in that extra stressful weight we carry around due to our surroundings, but don't even know how often you go around thinking consciously about how your dirty sink stresses you out, even though subconsciously it's adding like 30 pounds to your back. Since chatting with Rachel Hoffman, the author and founder of Unfuck Your Habitat in episode 80, I've made it a habit to get to Sync Zero before starting every single day. She suggests never going to bed with a sink full of dishes, but for me, since I'm a morning person and I pass out as soon as the sun goes down, I prefer scrubbing all those bowls and plates and knives because Jesse doesn't seem to comprendo what I mean when I say, please don't put our chef knives in the sink, pour for freaking more, in the morning. I've made it a non-negotiable part of my morning routine, actually. I'll put on my Bluetooth headphones and an inspirational or educational book or podcast and just scrub-a-dub-dub as I fill my brain and soul with positivity first thing in the morning. I love this part of my day so much that if there, for whatever reason, are not any dirty dishes for me to do, I get really bummed and I end up like cleaning my bathroom or doing laundry or recolor coding my bookshelf because I'm just so into cleaning now. Actually, Jesse talks about how this new obsession with my morning cleaning has been a wonderful perk for him and our relationship in episode 109. Also on the topic of tidying up, episode 80 with Rachel really made me feel like a doofus for leaving a new toilet paper roll on top of the finished toilet paper roll rather than just replacing the old empty toilet paper roll. Because as she said, we think things take a lot more time and energy than they actually do. This is true for toilet paper roll replacing and for quickie dinner making. I have cock-blocked myself from many a nights of delivery by telling myself that whipping up some easy plants will not take as much time and energy as I'll think, and then I'll have dishes the next morning, so it's a win-win, baby. Number seven, regarding having a party in your pants, it's A-okay to schedule it. With a dog who doesn't know the meaning of personal space mixed with a bedroom door that doesn't lock and is easily push openable by said dog, combined with two self-employed people carrying the weight of the world, aka their businesses, on them at all times, partying with no pants has been more challenging than in the past years. I just loved how in episode 86, Shan Boudran, the super fun and outspoken sex expert, said it ain't no thing if you need to actually schedule some sexy time. She also says a lot of other things that I'm way too prude to repeat, so if you're looking for some healthy R-rated advice, listen to episode 86. Thought McNugget number eight is one of my favorite lines of this year is actually by my beautifully accented friend Jessica Seppel, and it is, heavy thoughts, heavy body. Okay, I'm abysmal at accents, but in her eloquent way, she reminded me that weight balance isn't just about calories in, calories out. Again, our friend stress has a direct impact. Emotional relationship with food has an impact. Mindset plays a huge role. She says, your body is listening to what your mind is saying. This, again, is said much more beautifully by Jess in the episode, but is an incredibly important fact that what we feed our head is equally as important as what we feed our mouths. Ooh, I love that. Wait, don't steal it. I'm going to put that in my book. Okay, this one's an easy transition because number nine is that I got a book deal in 2018. That's not something I learned per se, although I suppose I could argue that I learned that I received a book deal. But I learned a hell of a lot through the process of signing my book deal. Selfishly, this episode, episode 85, was my favorite episode of the year, just because it was an oral diary entry of the most challenging dream I've realized thus far in my life. So if you're into hearing what drama and heartbreak really goes on behind those big, exciting accomplishments we share online, episode 85 is for you. One tangible thought McNugget this experience taught me is that rejection is protection and that the road to woohoo really must involve lots of boohoo and woo-woo. Number 10 Chiropractic care isn't quackery. It's just helpful crackery. My chat in episode 81 with chiropractor Casey Johnson has really stayed with me. I'm not saying I've made it to a chiropractor yet, but I'm open to it. I'm just really in love with needles, like acupuncture needles. And here's the 11th thought McNugget. With Shira Lincheski in episode 87, we talk about how bars, even though calorically they should be filling, aren't usually filling. And this is because, as we talk about, they're not like emotionally filling because we usually eat them in seconds and while we're not paying attention to eating them. So the first point reminded me why paying attention while eating is muy importante. But also, this whole thing inspired me to stop eating bars for like 8 months of this year, and it's been freaking terrific. My digestion is so much happier since, as you might remember in episode 117 with Ali Bonar of Avo Queen, it's just way too easy to go nuts on nuts, which are used like nuts in bars. And going nuts on nuts can drive our digestive system nuts, and for me, can add weights like nuts to my thighs. So instead of eating these bars, I've been reaching for an apple for my afternoon pick-me-up snack, which is perfectly portable, by the way, my office and traveling on the road friends. And that's just been rocking my world. I'll couple my apple with a couple handfuls of popcorn or some homemade balls that I have recipes for on partymyplants.com. And I just gotta say, bars who? Thought McNugget number 12, it's not just our guts that depend on us eating healthily, our brains do too. I don't know why I just sounded so weird. But since our brains do too, so do our moods. So episode 92 and 93 are stuffed to the brain, I mean the brim, with why we shouldn't eat crap unless we want our brains to function like crap. Because as Dr. Ramsey, who is a farmer and a psychiatrist, says, our brain cells depend on certain nutrients. When we don't eat them, they don't function as well. Pretty straightforward. Number 13 is that food affects our face also. Episode 95 is a spellbounding convo about skin. Dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe explained in this chat how if your gut is inflamed, that's going to show up in your skin. I sound like a broken record here, but like food affects everything. And stress affects everything. Basically, just eat more plants with more smiles, okay? Thought McNugget number 14 is all about juice partying. This year was my year of getting hit over the head with juicing for the first time in many years. In episode 102, I shared my juicy history with juicing, and I outlined how I successfully and joyfully, even more importantly, executed some drinking-only juice days this summer. I had many peeps tell me how they loved following my little plan of action for juicing success, and they felt so good, and they did not have any problems. And even though I don't think I'll be doing many juice extravaganzas this freezing winter, I definitely look forward to dusting off my juice machine come spring. Thought McNugget 15 is when I freaked out over how cool Katie Horowitz's planned freakout protocol is. If you have no clue what I'm freaking out about, you gotta go back and listen to the last episode, episode 122. She explains how she plans a freakout, and I explain how my freakouts are usually unplanned, but her way is way better. Well, looky here, number 16. So one of the funnest facts I learned in 2018 came from Susie Cameron, the activist and plant-loving wife of this guy named James Cameron, who's known on IMDb as the genius writer, director, and producer behind Avatar, Terminator, and Titanic. Susie explained, even though I originally got the number wrong, which shouldn't be a surprise since I told you how numbers in my brain are like cucumbers and peanut butter, a bad combination. But she explained how every time we eat plants and not meat, we save 200,000 gallons of water. 200,000 gallons of water. That is truly one of the most remarkable facts that isn't only great for cocktail parties, but is also great for helping you stay inspired to eat more plants. Number 17 is all about the natural makeup. I am now straight up head to toe, upside down, obsessed with natural makeup. Earlier this year, I started with zero knowledge of clean beauty, and slowly over the course of 2018, I've changed my entire makeup protocol to be squeaky clean. Just go and listen to episode 107 with Sarah Rose, who did my wedding makeup, and yay, it's all about clean beauty, and in it, she lists every single brand and product that I now use to paint my face. And thought McNugget number 18 from 2018 is that kale is still so in. I'd say over 70% of my guests, when asked what their favorite plant is, still say kale. They mostly also all preface it by saying, I know it's cliche, but kale. Whatever, cliche or not, it is clear that kale isn't just a trend, it's a lifelong friend. Nice one. Even Dr. Oz is kale obsessed. He had me on his show recently for a segment all about how the most Googled question that he Googles is what's new in kale, to which I presented him with my Party in My Plants kale chocolate chip ice cream, to which he announced that everyone in America ought to be eating it and described it as orgasmic. It was a great day for me and for kale. And for everyone out there who wants to make the kale ice cream, which I've linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/123. And there we go. Kale, yeah. Kalebunga. There are the 18 epic healthy thought McNuggets I ate up from my podcast in 2018. So, I mean, what's your biggest takeaway from this year of the podcast? I would love to know, and I'd love for you to put that answer in an iTunes review. I mean, where better place to put it? Please just take 2 minutes and pop on into iTunes and leave a review with your number one biggest takeaway from the year of this podcast, and you'll not only be answering the question I'm so curious about, but you'll be helping keep other people discovering this podcast. A double whammy and an extra dose of karma coming your way. So thank you so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. If you've been with me since episode number zero, because I'm fancy like that, thank you for not tuning me out the way my husband does. And if you're new to me and my show, then welcome. Please listen to more episodes, and I hope you won't start tuning me out like my husband does. Lots of love to you and your health-seeking self, and you can find more stuff by yours truly that takes the hell out of healthy living at partyinmyplants.com. Peace out, 2018. Oh, by the way, New Year goal setting? I have a great podcast episode for you. Episode 69. It's all about how to set not dumb goals. You know, because most goals are dumb and you're better than that, my friend. Personally, I'm not a resolutionist because I set goals all year long. I just set not dumb goals. It's an acronym and also a literal description of how goals should be. In that episode, I define not dumb goals. I rant a little bit about goals versus intentions and how you need both to succeed versus flying solo with one or the other. And I suggest 18 specific not dumb Party in My Plants approved positive healthy goals that you might want to consider setting. Try some on for size. Meditate on them. Ponder one during your next sweat session. Modify them to fit your unique desires. Whatever you want to do, it's episode 69 waiting for you. And I've also linked to it at the show notes at partymyplants.com/123.